All right, let me give you an idea of how I would do this, okay? So, my name's Marek, and I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes about shopping and how mad we are in today's society about shopping. So, you know, there are many ways that the shopping industry attracts people to buy their products. You know, the first thing that comes to mind are sales. And you know, sales are a fantastic way, maybe twice a year or more often, to get people to buy products at a discount for less money. It's good for the consumer because they pay less money and they think they're getting a great deal. But probably what we don't realize is that the companies sell the products initially for a huge profit, and then when they offer it to us during the sales, they're probably making a little less profit, but they're still making a profit. And you know, probably because of this sale culture, you know, we have this kind of shopaholic attitude towards consumption. You know, people are obsessed during the sales. It's almost to the point where they will fight each other to get the last product that is being sold at a discount. You know, and with all these sales happening, there are so many products being sold, they have to be contained in some way. You know, you have to allow the consumer to take that product from the shop, and that involves a lot of bags. Okay, so you know, with this whole consumerist lifestyle, we are having a lot more bags being produced. And you know, like if you go to a simple shop like Mercadona or Consume, you get a very thin bag. But some of the materials that are being used for bags, it's like a product in itself. I think it's a big issue environmentally. You know, some of these bags you can reuse, but really, you know, I think we should totally eliminate the use of bags. I don't know what the options, what the other options are, but you know, I think designers should be responsible for finding an alternative. But then again, you know, it's difficult to decide who is responsible for most of the shopping and most of the consumption. You know, I would probably say a lot of rich people do the majority of the shopping, because obviously poorer people don't have money to spend on shopping. And at the same time, probably more women shop than men, because, you know, women are probably more concerned about their appearances. Men buy things when their old stuff is worn out, is totally destroyed. Women, you know, if they're going out, every time they go out, they have to have a new outfit. So that involves a lot of shopping, especially for shoes. But you know, shopping doesn't really only involve going to shops nowadays. There are many different ways in which you can shop. You know, I really love shopping on the internet. Websites like eBay are very popular nowadays, and I know my mum used to do a lot of shopping in catalogues, but I have bought a few things from catalogues, but I definitely prefer websites like eBay and websites, you know, for buying my things. You know, I know that when I was younger, shopping, well, I don't know, I probably didn't have as much money when I was younger, but at the same time, shopping wasn't something that was as popular as it is now. And that's probably because shops weren't open on Sundays and bank holidays. Now, you know, especially in places like London, bank holidays and Sundays are like normal days. In fact, you know, with the amount of work that people do during the week, people are working increasingly more in their, you know, in their careers. So they have very little time during the week to shop. And now, you know, they're dedicating that time to the weekends. And I think there's a lot of advantages and disadvantages to this. Obviously, for people who work a lot, it's an advantage. But for the people who work in the shops, it's probably a disadvantage. And at the same time, I don't know, there's something morally wrong. You know, I'm not religious, but I think there is, you know, a certain time that we should have for ourselves and to spend with our families. But at the same time, shopping is a leisurely activity. It's almost something that people do to relax. So it's a way of relaxing now. But I'm not sure whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I think the reason why we shop so much as well is because of advertising. You know, especially for people who watch TV, you know, you have fragrance adverts all the time. And also on the internet. You know, it's very easy to find anything you can imagine. You know, you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, how could I solve this problem? I would need a product like this. What could the name of that product be? You put it into Google, you find the product, and you can buy it immediately over the internet, which is very convenient. So, you know, with this whole convenience, you know, especially like for children, if they're looking on the internet and they find something or they want something, then it's very easy for them to ask their parents to buy things for them. And, you know, with the convenience of the internet, parents don't even have to go to the shops. They can just order it and it comes to the house. But I don't think it's a good idea for children to have so many things. You know, we live in a very kind of consumerist society. I think it's better to have less, but to have things that you really want. And I think that's why I like websites like secondhand websites. I like to buy a lot of secondhand things, and I like to sell my things. You know, when I don't use them as much anymore, I like to sell them before they're obsolete and I have to throw them away. So in conclusion, you know, I think there are many aspects to shopping, and shopping is a huge industry. And, you know, I think it's having a positive effect on our lives. You know, we have a lot of things that our parents never would have dreamed of. But I question whether it's making us happy as a society. So, no, I mean, look, that, you know, I speak English.
More than 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's more than 4 minutes. So, you know, that's why I spoke about all the points.
Yeah, all the points.
And, you know, again, I think it's good in the exam to put numbers. Okay, because this was easier for me because I transitioned from this. I wasn't jumping, because when you start jumping, you don't know what you've spoken about and what you haven't.
Yeah.
So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, and that's your order. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, you know, that was more than, but you know, if I spoke about 4 points, it probably would have been 4 minutes.
Yeah.